June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Patrick Doney at 7:20. He's got he went up to Maine to go visit the family and friends of Cooper Flag. So he will join us at 7:20 in the commercial free express. We've got a ticket giveaway going on that segment as well. And of course, Ask Reddit, where we will go through all the debauchery that Bobby brings to us every day.
And
every
allegedly, week. We'll see. Chiafalo was talking as if he might be here in time to do it with us. I don't know if he's actually gonna do that, but he did. He was like, he had it as enough of a possibility that he had me send him the Ask Reddit question.
He would have to be awake right now.
He is.
And about to be on the road.
I bet he is. Like, I bet he's up for sure. Because he got here yesterday at like 8:15
or
something.
Yeah, that's true. He was kind of early. All right. So it is Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. Kevin Durant, we talked yesterday a little bit about how when he was traded, he was at Fanatics Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently everybody was there. This is like a who's who, man. Like, everybody was at this thing.
Yeah, Tom Brady was out there, Jaden Daniels, you had Josh Harris. Josh Harris, the Commander's owner, goes up there, buys a Jaden Daniels, this rare rookie card for $500,000 right there live in person.
I mean, you had like other sports people. It wasn't just football and basketball. It was everything was out there. I was seeing videos of like old teammates getting together and just doing panel discussions. Like, it was all over the place, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Kay Adams was out there, and she met up with KD because he was traded. He found out he was traded at this event. And, of course,
who was he talking to up there on the podium? It was that Taylor Rooks or somebody?
I didn't see a wide shot.
I know somebody was up there moderating it.
Yeah, I didn't see a wide shot. But he was up there, and they did talk to him. Bobby, was about Micah, right?
Yeah, when they got the chance to talk to him, they're like, screw your trade. Let's talk about Micah Parsons, who's
that'll tell you everything you know about media.
This was Kay Adams. Now, to be fair, Kay's got her show. She leans into the football side. And so Kay Adams had to say, hey, Kevin Durant, Micah Parsons right over my shoulder here. What do you think about bringing him to the nation's capital as a Commanders fan?
Do you want to recruit him to the Commanders?
Yeah.
Micah, get on in here. I think he's not signed to the Cowboys.
I think he will be a Commander at some point in his career.
When?
I would say 2 years from now.
Yo, I only rock with Dan Quinn. You know what I mean? Anybody else?
Exactly. That's all he need to rock with.
My neck hurts. You guys are.
That's not a no.
That's not a no.
That's not a no at all.
That couldn't have been a worse no. that they have.
He's not going anywhere. Micah's not going anywhere. But it was just a little bit like, I'm surprised he wasn't like, man, I'm a Cowboy for life. It was just.
Imagine Christian comes to you and says, you know, what do you like this? What do you think of this dress? And you say, you know, I only rock with the blue one.
Oh, yeah. I'm like Bill Clinton.
Like, that's. Oh, God. Politics.
that's just a historical joke.
That's a historical reference? Okay.
Yeah, that's a historical reference. I mean, yeah, it's a bad answer. Now, I guess what he's saying is like, Dan's the only one I rock with on that team. Like, I don't mess with anybody else who's a Commander. I guess that's what he's saying.
I mean,
I think that's more what he's saying than just.
All right.
But no, he's. Look, I honestly think, I do believe him, the things that he's said in the past. I think he's playing this one contract. Michael will get this one contract, and then I think he's done.
Wow.
I think he'll play for. He'll get his 4 years. He'll get to the end of it, and it'll be like, all right, that was a 9-year career, 8-9-year career. happy with it. Time to move on to the next thing in my life. He clearly wants to do a lot of other different things with his life, which is fine. But he wants to do a lot of other different things, and I think he knows that's easier to achieve if he's got the Cowboys brand tied to him. So I don't think he wants to leave here at all, just based on that.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to leave here either. But it's just annoying not to get a no.
Yeah, the way he said, like, that's a terrible answer. That's a bad answer, mm-hmm. for sure. Like you said, it's like drawing some sort of bad comparison to, like, I wouldn't leave you, honey. The only one I rock with is that girl I once hooked up with. Like, I don't really mess with anybody.
Yeah, nobody else.
Yeah, it's a bad answer. But it's also like, I mean, it's Kay Adams, it's KD, Kevin Durant. Like, I mean, he got caught up in the moment. And all he said was just he loves Dan Quinn. He's got
love
for his boy DQ.
I'll give him this. I mean, it's like, you're right. He did get caught up in the moment. He wasn't expecting him to say that.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't have a canned answer. You know, like, when it comes to football, like, all these guys have a canned answer. It's just like, oh, yeah, we're just going to compete.
972, that's the way I took what Micah said, that Dan is the only one on the team he Fs with. I think that's play it again, Peyton. I think that's what he's saying. I think he is just saying, like, yo, Dan is my guy.
Do you want to recruit him to the Commanders?
Yeah.
Micah, get on in here. He's not signed to the Cowboys.
I think he will be a Commander at some point in his career.
When?
I would say 2 years from now.
Yo, I only rock with Dan Quinn, you know what I mean? Anybody else?
Exactly. That's all he need to rock with.
My neck hurts.
I will say, I'm not surprised that KD's encouraging somebody to leave their draft, like their drafted team, and be like, don't worry, a couple years from now, he's going to jump ship. Isn't that what we all do? Like, mm-hmm. That makes sense to me that that's what KD's perspective would be. Would be that Mike would just leave, because that's what KD does all the time.
Yeah, a different sport. You can force your way out in one. I mean, I guess you can force your way out in the NFL, too.
Increasingly, you're able to do it. It's becoming more common. But
you might not be able to force your way to the exact team you want to go to. I mean, if they let you, you know, they let you.
Yeah, a lot of times it's the player power still exists much more strongly in the NBA.
Right, it's a players league. The NFL, the owners are hanging on for dear life. They're doing a good job of it. I mean, they don't seem to care at all. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. They will drop you five rounds. That's why I'm worried about Shamar Stewart, to be honest with you.
I think the league agrees with him, though. I think they think the Bengals are being unreasonable.
I think they do agree with him. I still think they would make an example of him. I don't think he would go in the first round again. The main reason being is that he would have, you know, 20 new players, 30, you know, obviously that would go in that same area. And so you would have to compare him, and then he would have played.
I don't think he falls out of the if the most he could fall, and it would literally just be if there's better talent, he would fall to the second round probably. That'd be it.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah, and to him, it's probably worth it to take a stand on the contract language. But see, the second rounders don't sign, remember?
They don't sign.
So he'd get drafted, and then he still would be unsigned for 4 months.
And, you know, how much are the guarantees different? I mean, his slot, I mean.
He was, what, 20th pick or something like
17th,
that?
17th, I think.
Yeah. So, I mean, he'll take a bath on it for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that fifth year is going to be 20-something million.
But I also don't think, I think the league, like I said.
Are all fifth-year options the same in the first round?
No. No, it's like an average, I don't remember the exact formula, but it's like an average of like where you were picked and everything else relative to it. Like the position you play, where you were mm-hmm. picked, all that. Look, I think, like I said, it's a thing where the NFL is going to look at what he's talking about and they're going to say, yeah, Cincinnati's wrong here. And so I don't think there's as much of an example that needs to be made. The problem with Shador getting dropped five rounds was the way he was treating Kevin O'Connell and the Vikings,
yeah.
The way he dealt with the Lions when they talked to him, the way he talked to all these different teams. He was just a pain in the ass. Mm-hmm. And he was, a lot of teams felt like, this dude's just being disrespectful.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972, go Men's Tee or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And just, like, for no reason other than just trying to establish some sort of dominance of, like, I'm in charge here. It was just this bizarre thing that the NFL was like, all right, no, you're going to be reminded. Nope, you're not the one who dictates this. This is, we ultimately decide where you go and what your value is. You do not.
Sean and RJ here, 105. He's the fan of RJ Choppy. He's my belt. Sean is on vacation this week. Peyton and Aiden alongside. I saw this over the weekend. I was like, all right, you know what? We're just tougher here. It's just the way it is.
Here is in Texas?
Yes. So, the Club World Cup, that's in the States this month, I guess. We had a game at AT&T over the weekend. Yeah, their games all across the country. Borussia Dortmund is a soccer club from Germany. They play in, like, the northwest part of Germany. They were basically hiding in Cincinnati, in Ohio, from the heat. By the way, we have the World Cup here next year. I'm making a statement now. There is zero chance a team from Europe, with the exception of maybe Italy or Greece, that has a chance. It's going to be too hot. They can't handle the heat. Bet on South America, U.S., maybe some teams from Africa, teams that can handle the heat.
Look, Cincinnati is under a heat advisory today, according to the internet.
Okay.
Heat index values are up to 103 this afternoon.
So that's just tomorrow.
Right? I mean, yeah, they're going to have a tough time here.
Who? The European teams?
Yeah, when they come here, they're going to be dehydrated.
Yeah. So temperatures in Germany right now, they are under a official warning because of a heat wave. The temperatures are 83.
Celsius?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. And by the way, that's about 10 degrees higher than average in that area. Like, it's 83. Like, that's the temperature right now, and that's a heat wave, and they are under an advisory for a heat wave. And we see this every year routinely in Europe, where it's like, oh, it's in the mid-80s. It's a heat wave. Let's get another advisory. And we're like, guys, that's like March.
Dude, I'd love 83 right now. 83
right now seems like I'd be jumping into a bath.
83 with a breeze was kind of us at the firehouse last week. It was nice. We're talking about how good it felt.
When I'm in a pool, I'm like, that's 83 degrees. Like, that's what I want to jump into.
Yeah, 83 as like heat exhaustion. Just I don't know. Where's Darwin when you need it?
Right.
That sounds like we got a survival of the fittest thing here.
But I gotta say, I gotta you know, kind of say maybe I could see it, because the Cincinnati Reds just had two players, including LA De La Cruz, vomit on the field because of the heat. But it was only 92 degrees.
Oh, look at that. We got up on the fan cam, LA vomiting.
Yeah, and it was only 92.
Oh. Now, LA De La Mefford.
There's humidity. And we got a heat dome coming on right now, all the humidity, like the dew points like up in the 70s or whatever. So they got humidity. But I don't know, 92, just I can't imagine that's... We're playing baseball.
Now, to be fair,
with my kids, and there's like, it's hotter than that, and no one's throwing up.
I'll say this. To be fair, we talk about it every year. We'll be talking about it again in July. Oxnard 80 is hotter than normal 80.
That's true.
So, like, maybe there's just, maybe German 83 is really hot.
Maybe it is.
Because what's it? What do you look for? The UV? What is the number
you're
using?
The UV.
The UV index.
So that's my, if I'm going to put on sunscreen.
Yeah, but
if it's not above a 6, I don't put on sunscreen.
You get burned there. Oh, well, look, in Germany, values of 8 to 9 are common.
It's a good number. That's a really good number.
It's normally like Isn't it like 12 when we're in Oxnard? It's really...
It's high. It's like 11. And
that will... That's, yeah. That is a 75 degree sun that will absolutely scorch you.
Scorch you. Scorch you. It is... You're absolutely right. And if this is humid, you know, in Cincinnati, it probably is. It's probably a little humid there. 92 would get you know, that would make you feel like over 100.
It has been a cooler summer though so far. I mean, we haven't reached triple digits. I think Boston, New York, going to reach it this week before us.
It's only been summer for 3 days, but
well, do you feel it's been cooler this year?
I mean, it hasn't. Yeah, I feel like it has. It hasn't been triple digits yet.
It's no, been 92, it's been 93. Humid. It has been humid.
Oh yeah. No, he can't stop talking about it though. Like, I was in the break yesterday, and he's like, global warming my ass. He said something about that. Like,
I don't think he said 8:20 this morning.
How do you really feel, man?
Yeah, Payne's bad. I just spoiled 8:20. No. He did say that. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so I don't know. If you're a betting man, and I am, place your wagers on a team from South America to win.
817 also says, in all caps, yeah, I need you guys to mention the field level temps. It is hotter down field level.
It is. Especially you get no breeze. That's true. That's true.
817, they immediately followed up and said, guys, I'm sorry, my voice texting this phone must think I'm word. They were. That's why they're texted all caps.
For the 469, somebody who works on the weather every day, it's been drastically cooler so far this year. I don't think we hit the 100-degree days till July and August.
Okay.
80 right now at 6:30 a.m.
Oof. I remember the first full summer after we moved back to Dallas was 98, which you weren't here then.
I was here.
Or were you?
I worked
Was that 45 days in a row of 100-degree temperatures. You remember that?
You know what? Do I remember that? I worked for the Grapevine Parks Department that year.
Ooh, gross.
That's I was outside fun. Every day.
And I remember, I think it was August that year. We finally had a storm system blow through in the middle of the afternoon, yep. And it broke it. And I remember David Finfrock basically just crying on television. He was so happy.
It was. I felt like I went through gallons of water every day, just out there mowing lawns and doing irrigation. It was awful.
That sounds pretty
awful.
Terrible.
It was by far the worst job I've ever had.
Irrigate yellow crusty grass.
It paid well for a college kid. I was in college. Like, oh man, I'm rolling in the dough here. But that was bad. That was a bad, bad summer. But a good way to beat the heat. You know, we could always have gone to, Hurricane Harbor, Wet n' Wild back then.
Oh, yeah.
Could have always done that. But, you know, I did see this. I drove by Hurricane Harbor, and I noticed something was missing. The big black hole, that big water slide.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know what? What other DFW attractions did we used to have that we would like to see return?
It's a good idea. That's a good question.
Good question. Yeah, ask that question and go through some of them next on 105 Through the Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.